Gemara in Yuma discusses the dinim of Zar She'ovad. We have a din in the Chumash, Zar Kor of Yuma, that a non-kohen does avodas hakorbanos and chayv yisik der shamayim. So the Gemara in Yuma has discussions of the details of these halachas, exactly which avodas would a Zar be chayv yisik der shamayim for if he does it in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara talks there about hablokas hamenorah. The Gemara says that if a Zar is madlik, there's no yisik der shamayim. The Gemara gives a lashon. The reason why is because hadlaka lav avayda. That it's not considered an avayda that should be chayv yisik der shamayim. Hatovah, the Gemara says, is yes. If a zar does hatovah, then he is chayv yisik der shamayim. But if he does hadlaka, he is not. So there's a machlokes. The Rambam and the Ravid had a pshat in that Gemara. The Rambam understood the pshat in that Gemara. Hadlaka lav avayda. That it's even kshayr bizar. That it's not even an avayda bechlam. Just like a chayz hepshit minituach. Hepshit minituach is not an avayda. It's a mitzvah that has to be done to the korban oilah before you mach their over the evarim on the mizbeach. You have to cut it up in specific pieces. The Gemara says, you can't cut the pieces into smaller pieces. And the Mishnah tells you exactly how many pieces. Mishnah Yuma, the Mishnah Talmud tells you exactly how many pieces you have to cut up the korban oilah. So it's a specific mitzvah. You have to do hefshit. You have to daftu remove the skin before. You're not allowed to be machter with the skin on. So it is a mitzvah, hefshet and nituach is a mitzvah, but it's not an avodah, it's kshayr bizar. So the Rambam understands, the same is true regarding hadlokas hamenorah. Basically it's not an avodah, it's a mitzvah, it's done on the Beis HaMikdash and it's kshayr bizar. The only thing is that l'maisa, a zar can never get into the heichal to be madlokas hamenorah because the zar is not permitted to go past the first 11 amos in the Azor. So maybe he needed a coin. So when does the Rambam ever have this din, have lock and share of his eyes? So he writes a funny din that if you'll take out if somebody will walk into the Heichal and take the menorah out into the Azor, into the first 11 Amos, but the non-Kohanim are permitted to go, and then the Zar will be Mamluk and menorah, and then a coin will walk back with the menorah, bring him back into the Heichal. So he says that you'll be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. He gives you a case with it. But theoretically, if the Zar walks into the Heichal and he's Mamluk, so it'll also be good. The Rambam wants to give you halacha l'maisa. And the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. He says, how can it be? The Gemara just meant to say, Koshim Shan, the Gemara is like the Ravid. The Gemara just meant to say, Hadlok Alav Avayda, it means that you're not Chayv Nisvei De Shamayim, but it doesn't mean that that it's Ksher Bizar. Certainly it's Psula Bizar. That's the Ravid's time. So the Achorim all asked, everybody has the Kasha from the Pasuk in Chumash. It says the Ferit, Abbe Allah Haram, the Matel of Halos, Kosan Eras. Says the Farish that Am and Akain should be Mavlik the Menorah. So doesn't that mean that it's only Kosher the Kohanim? Unless it also means that a non-Kain is not allowed to walk into the Heichal. Same thing. A non-Kain is not allowed to walk into the Heichal. That's why it's speaking to Aaron Akain. Right? Let's say the same. So the Meshech Chochma has on this Pasuk his famous Tikkun Torah. So he says, no. He says, the Rambam will say that this Pasuk goes on the very first Hadlok. Because the Mishnah says in the office, when you make a Mizbeach, you give it, you endow it with Kedusha, somebody makes a Kedusha's Peh, it doesn't yet have the full status of Kedusha's Klishores until you do the Chinuch. And every Kli has to have a Chinuch with the Chilos Avodas. Ve'im Mechan Chinuch HaMizbeach, Abba B'Talmud Shol Shachar. Ve'im Mechan Chinuch HaMnoire, Abba B'Hadlokas, Ve'im Arbayim. Ve'im Mechan Chinuch HaShulchan, Abba Shabbos, the seed of the Malponim on the Shulchan, and so on. Every Kli Shoreis, every Kli HaMikdosh has to have its Chinuch by doing the Haskavas Avodah. So the Meshech Chochma suggests that maybe the very first Avodah had to be done by a Kohen because Avodasam and Chanchasa, so that had to be an Avodah. But after the first Avodah was done and the menorah already had its chinuch, so then the Rambam's opinion is acceptable. So, that the Shar Hadlokas can be done by a non-Kohen because you no longer, that it doesn't have to be an Avodah. It's only the first Avodah has to be Avodasam and Chanchasa. And a mashal to indicate that this may possibly be so, that we should distinguish between the very first Hadlokas. The Shar Hadlokas is that there are some Baliyataisis. Taz Ken Rabbi Atayis Anchumish who quote an opinion from Rabbi Atayis that even though a carbon sieve may be brought to Tumah, but that's only after you've already had the Chinuch HaMizbeach, after you've already had the Chanukah HaMenorah. But the Achronim asked the Kasha on the Nes Hamanesa the Pah HaShemen, what was the date of the Shemen Tahar? Even if there wouldn't have been any Shemen Tahar at all, they would also be able to be Matlik, because Hamanesa Hamler is like a Korban Shemana Kavu, it's also like a Korban, burning the Shemen. The thing is that if you have to bring a Korban Sibur, even if everybody's stomach is permitted to be Makrit, the Korban Betumah, Tumah Lutrud Tzibur, Tumah Chuy Betzibur, whatever. So that's the kasha the Chacham see as their kasha. Where they need to find any shemen tohar at all, if tumas muta betzibur, so why couldn't they even be madlik with shemen tohar? So the thing, Yeshua talks about the kasha, a lot of Achmanim talk about the kasha. Chodesh has a teretz, different teretz. So one of the Baal HaTesuris also has the kasha, and in the teretz, that in the days of the Chashminoim, the Gemara said the Feirish, that they built a new menorah. The old menorah was no longer useful for Adloka Lashamayim, because it was used for Abed Zohar purposes. Boba Prit Mechilu. So they had to make a new menorah, the Gemara says. And when you make a new menorah, then you have to be Mechanefit. You have to have Abed Zohar Mechan Chosso. So whenever you're doing Abed Zohar Mechan Chosso, the first Avodah has to be done with Tahara. After the first Avodah is done with Tahara, then you can continue to bring the, do the Hadloka Samadar B'Tumah based on the principle that Tumah is Mutah B'Kod Nisibah. But the first Hadloka has to be done with Tahara. So just like there are a group of Rishayim and Hugay and Achrayim and Mechavan also on their own to say that there, just like there's such a suggestion that the first Hadloka, which is serving the purpose of Avodah Mechan Chosso, to be mashed from the Kedusha of the Kli Shoreis, that's for the Chinuch HaKli. So that, you see that it's different from the consequent hadlokas with respect to Tahari versus Tumah. So to over here, the Meshech Chacham wants to say a distinction that the first hadlok, the Rambam would also agree that you need a coin, and the problem in hadlokas, maybe you wouldn't need a coin. The problem wouldn't be called an avodah.
So why don't we
have
a less day use
than
the second day
use? The second day you would be able to use Shemen Tumah, just the first one. The whole part really doesn't make any sense. I think the whole word from the beginning to the end doesn't make any sense. The Tzushtel is a mashal kecheres hanishma. The mashal with the chiluk between Tumah and Tahara has nothing to do with ein adin doyna v'raya. The reason why there are Rishonim and Achronim who say that the first hadlaka has to be done with Tahara and the rest don't have to, it's not because you're more machmir by the Chanukas HaKelim than by the Kiyum HaMitzvah. It's a different word. The halacha says that it doesn't really depend on whether it's a korban yachid versus or a korban tzibur. It's not that tumah is mutah b'tzibur and b'yachid not. You have certain korbanos tzibur, which are not zmanim kavua, let's say parahondo shel tzibur and siriya b'yizor, which are not void in the tumah. And then you have certain korbanos hayachid, which are void in the tumah. Let's say the chavit kohen gadol is boy every day, or Yom Kippur the kohen gadol brings parachatas hashaloi. He brings his own part, that's a korban yochid. He pays for it, it's not purchased from the machzor shekel money. It's still a Zeche Yom Kippur. Zeche Yom Kippur, so obviously it's Zeche Tumah also. So it's not really a function of whether it's a korban tzibur or a korban yochid. The Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak in Tzmurah says the Farish like that, that it's not a function of yochid or tzibur. It's really a function of zmano kavua versus non zmano kavua. So the reason why the first Hadlaka of the menorah, when the mechanach menorah has to be done with tahara, is pashut. Because man, you want mechanach the menorah yet, so you don't have any chiyuv at all to be madlik the menorah. You don't have a menorah. You have a thing that looks like a menorah, but if it doesn't have kedushas menorah yet, if you want mechanach it, so it doesn't have the full kedushas menorah, so there's no mitzvah to be madlik the menorah. So that's not called zmanu kavua. Zmanu kavua means you're mechuyev. The halacha says when it comes this time, you're mechuyev to madlik the menorah. Not mechuyev to madlik the menorah till you endow it with a kedusha. How does it get the Kedusha? By doing the first Hadlaka. So it's like buying careful. You do the first Hadlaka, that will give it the Kedusha. Once it will get the Kedusha, then the next time you'll be Mechuyim. The next time you'll be Mechuyim, then you can do Betumah also. Because Tumah is Mutar, if it's a Korban, it's Zman HaKavua. So Bechari, the reason why a group of Rishonim made this distinction between the first Hadlaka, the Hadlaka for Chinuch, or the same thing, let's say, HaKavus Kavanus, let's say, we'll make a Mizbeach today, Mizbeach Harash, make a Mizbeach in Makam HaMikdash, and we want to bring Korbanos. So the Rishonim were bothered. The Sefer Kaftan Aferach raises the question, how can you do that? He says he went to Eretz Yisrael. Kaftan Aferach is written by one of the Baalei HaTeis, one of the Rishonim who went from Europe to Eretz Yisrael. So he says he was going with this somebody from Paris, Rabbeinu Hananel in Paris, and others think it's Rabbeinu Yechiel in Paris, whatever. They were going to go build a Mizbeach and bring Tamidim of Masafim. That's what he writes. And he says he was wondering, how can you build a Mizbeach and bring Tamidim of Masafim? And he was wondering if the two kashas that bothered him. He was wondering, how can you bring karbanas? We don't have a kohen miyuchas. So after a couple of weeks, he writes in a later chapter, in the Kapta Fech, he writes upstairs, he's probably Tishilo, and then he realized that the first kasha that was bothering him a couple of weeks ago is the Nishkin kasha, because it's mutter. The Korban Sibur, it's mutter, and the whole Maduba was that they wanted to bring Tmidim himself. So the Pashtus is, according to many Rishonim, that's not a solution. The fact that Korban Sibur is mutter Batum is not a solution. Because you have to first be Mechanach the Mizbeach. The way to be Mechanach the Mizbeach is by the Talmud Shal Shachar. Before you were Mechanach the Mizbeach, so there is no chiyuv to bring Tmidim himself. So the first one has to be done with Tahara. So if nobody's Torah, so you're back to square one again. So the reason, again, the reason why we distinguish between the first Hadlokya and the Menorah, when you want to be Mechanachet, or the first Tahakrovas, Talmud Shal Shachar, the Mechanach the Mizbeach, or the first Sidur Lechem Aparin, the Mechanach the Shulchan, that's because it's not yet Zmanu Kavu, because no Chiyiv yet. Zmanu Kavu means you're Mechiyiv to bring the Chiyiv. If it's not in Scottish, you're not Mechiyiv. Hashani came over here. Why should I distinguish between the first hadlok and the rest of the hadlokas? Why should I say the first one needs a coin and the rest of them don't need a coin? Either hadlokas aminara needs a coin or does need a coin. So the Meshachachma wanted to say the word based on the Loshan HaGemar that Avoidosam Mechanchos. So therefore the first time has to be an Avoid. So the Pashtus is the whole point doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, Kol HaKem Shosim HaRashim Mishichosim Katshosim Kam Yenach Avoidosam Mechanchos. The days of Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Vayim Shachem, Vaykadosh Oisom." So the Gemara is Medayik, the first parak in Sanhedrin. "Vayim Shachem, Vaykadosh Oisom" is a miut only Oisom b'Mishicha, but not the Doris b'Mishicha. That the Doris, the way to be Mechanech, the Kalim was Avidosa Mechanchosim. But in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no din of Avidosa Mechanchosim. It was a din of Mishichosim Katshosim. So how does he say that the first Tadloke had to be an avoid of it because Avidosa Mechanchosim? That was only a din with Doris. The din with Shaul was that it was Mishichos Mekachosim. And even the Doris also doesn't make any sense. Manusha, if Hadlaka Samanoir, if Hadlaka Lab Avoidah, how do you say the first time you do the Hadlaka it is an avoidah? How can you take a non avoidah and make it into avoidah? Just get a coin. Let's say Tadab Fanom is not an avoidah. The Haraya that we have Levim and Yisrael who serve as the Shleil Tzibi. You don't have to have a coin. So, but if you send a kohen, then it becomes an avodah. When you say Kiddush and Abdullah, it's not an avodah. But if a kohen says Kiddush and Abdullah, then you make it into an avodah. You can't make a non-avodah into an avodah. And you might be said, when you balkur it, it's not an avodah. If you send a kohen, it doesn't make it. And you can't make a non-avodah into an avodah just because that be done by a kohen. So what did the Meshachot say here? That all the hadlok is a lab avodah. Hadlok is a lab avodah. The first hadlok has to be an avodah because avodah is a mecham chosim, so therefore you have to have a coin do it. What good is it going to do if the coin is going to do it? You can't take a non-avodah and make it into an avodah. The whole point is a tell. To say that the pasuk b'haloska goes on a hadlok of Rishayna. Goes on a hadlok of Rishayna. How can you say it goes on a hadlok of Rishayna? It's going on the whole avodah shon on the midbar. He mentioned the Sparno is bothered with a different kash. Why does it say Aharon? All right. You need a Kengol on Yom Kippur, but you don't need a Kengol all year long for the regular Avodah. So why doesn't it? Why say Dabal Aharon Mata'elo? Every day Aharon had the right to do the Hadlok HaSamanayor. Didn't share with his children. Didn't share. He teaches little children to share. So why didn't he share? So the Sparno Chumash says that was a special Hayroah Shor, the Aboyim Shor in the Midbar. All the Avodahs that were done in the Hechel had to be done after by the Kengol. Just like on Yom Kippur, I don't know, maybe he holds another Hayu Asha. He says, just like Avodas Yom Kippurim, it says Kibion in there, like Avodas, because there's an Anon, so there's a stronger Hashrach Hashchina, so therefore you need a Kangobel, Avodah has to be done by Kangobel. So the whole Avodim Shon on the Midbar, there was an Anon. It says in the Chumash, in the end of Shmos, there was an Anon, the whole Avodim Shon. So therefore they needed a Kangobel for all Avodas that were done in the Heichal. All 40 years. The Akhtaris was always done by the Tengok. So maybe that's the reason why. But to say, like the Meshachachmas, the Hapela, say that the Pasuk only goes in Adlok Rishayna, and Adlok Rishayna becomes an Avodah because Avodah is Machan Chotam. So the whole thing is Mamash not correct. Rashi Anchumish quotes in the Sifrei that the Menorah was Nasis Ne'eleho. Kamara Sheher Hashem Es Moshe and Niskasha Moshe Demara Ha Vizeh Masa Amdor. The Gemara says in Menachos, see the Torah to me, quotes Menachos Av Chav Tes. Whenever it says Vizeh, it's referring to something that you can be Mara B'Yetzba. Zelachem Hatamei, so Moshe Rabbeinu showed them every Sheretz Tamei. Chodesh HaZelachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Levana. So here also the Zema Asam Neiro, whenever it can possibly be like that. Sometimes it says that, and it can't possibly be referring to a specific thing. But then the Marami Prak has like that, and it's Guraya in this Parsha, on this Rashi. So he says sometimes it's obvious in the Chumash that it's not referring to a specific thing that Gemara Biyatim is speaking about, this is the Aloha. But whenever it's possible, so then the Chacham understand is there, is referring to Mara Biyatzba. That's what the Gemara even says regarding Zeh Kelev Yaveh. The Gemara understands there means Hera Biyatzba. That's how they saw the Shechina. They're pointing to something, whatever that means. So here also the Gemara says, Zeh Ma'isam Nara, Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Nerush Aleish. The Moshe Rabbeinu was Mizkashaba, it was too difficult to do, and then it was Nasus Me'ilah. Okay, Nasus Hamadar, Misha Asor, Nasus Me'ilah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Asor. So in Rami Prag is part of the Kasha, so it comes out that no one ever fulfilled the mitzvah of Asiyas Hamadar. There's a special mitzvah to make the whole Mishkan and all of the Kelim. So this Kli of the Menorah was never, this mitzvah was never fulfilled. How can it be that the Baruch Shalom gave a mitzvah that's impossible to fulfill? It was too difficult. And then what did the Baruch Shalom give the Shia for? He shows Moshe Rabbeinu, he gives him a Shia how to make a Menorah, and then he shows him movies and slides and everything, and then it's all about Torah. Let's give up. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't do it. So what did he bother giving him the Shia for? So he says that he doesn't think that that's correct. He says the simple reading of the Rashi is incorrect. He says if you look in the Medrash Rabban, Bamidbar Rabban, it says the Pharish differently. Moshe Rabbeinu said that it's too difficult. But by the way, the Brisker Rabbi asked, why was it too difficult in the days of the Chashmonaim when they couldn't use the old menorah? So they made a new menorah. So if the Chashmonaim can make a menorah, so why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu? So he answers that there was a special Harashah in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, had to be exactly Kamara Sheh HaReisavah, had to look exactly like the Mara that he was shown. In the days of the Chashmonaim, there was no such halach. So they just had to make a menorah with Grim, Kaftar, and Mefroksha. So they made it. So you can make, the artist can use his own discretion to make the Grim, Kaftar, and Mefroksha, however he imagined it. But in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, he couldn't use his imagination. He had to make a dafke, Hamara Sheh HaReisavah. So even with that, so it says Moshe was Mizkasha, so then what did he do? So the Marami Prag quotes, the Medrash Rabba says, not that he just threw it into the Eish and it happened by itself. It says that he threw it into the Eish and then the heat caused the metal to become soft, and then when the metal is soft, if you're going to take a hammer and start banging metal, so it's going to be a hard job, but when you heat it up, then it melts a little bit, so it's softer, so then you can work with it more. So the Medrash Rabba says that he started banging, and because he saw the image as to where the Kaftan and the Vim and the Prochem are supposed to be, what they're supposed to look like, so he started banging, but it was too difficult for him to make it exactly. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Messiah al Yoda, so it turned out Alpines that with the Asiyah of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Nasus. It's not that it's Nasus Meila. It's not that just by throwing it into the age, it happened by itself. And even if he would have said like that, the shot of the Marami Krav is good, even if he would have said the Pashup shot in Rashi. It doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu just looked and it happened. It says he threw it into the age. So that's the Asiyah. Let's say you would have a factory. The factory has machinery. And this machinery can manufacture a menorah. So what's up here? So Moshe Rabbeinu pushes the button. If we use it for Shmura Matzah, we hold that that's called Asiyah Lashma, that's Kach Gavra. So you can say over here also, so if you would have a factory that you just push the button, if you put all the gold over here, push a button, and then after a half an hour, the gold melts and it goes into a form and it makes Kvim, Kaftam, and then it comes out at the end. Perfect. So he's pushing on the button, was it? So this was the machine, this was the button. Moshe Rabbeinu took the gold and he threw it into the Yesh. So that was the Asiyah, but he threw it. Sof Kosaf, he threw it into the Yesh. No, so to say that the throwing into the Yesh was the Asiyah. Ami Prag quotes a Medrash that happens to say more than that. It says that he threw it into the Yesh to soften the metal, and then he, because he had seen the vision as to where the Gvim and Kaftar and Mefrachim are supposed to be and what it's supposed to look like roughly, so he knew that he wouldn't be able to do it exactly, so then the next was that he started to bang with the mark of the cornice, and it turned out the right thing in the end. But he says otherwise it's impossible to visualize that that the Rabban Shalom should give a mitzvah that impossible for human beings. Why didn't tell him Allah HaShem? Why did Rabban Shalom give him a mitzvah in the first place if it's impossible? Why did he show him the Mara if it's impossible? He says the Hechreach, you have to say that this was the Asiyah that Moshe Rabbeinu did. I saw one of the Bali Atesis here in Hadarza Canaan. His father with a kasher regarding the Korban Pesach, that it says, "Vahi anashim shahoyt menu nefesh shodom," and they complain, "Lo mani gara, v'dolti hakir, it's not fair, we want to bring the Korban." So it quotes the Bali Atesis, quote Akasha, "What do you mean? What do you mean it's not fair? That's not local. What's the Hava mean? If a person is Tomei, so he can't bring the Korban Betulna. So what do they want? What's the question, Lo mani gara?" So the answer is Pasha. The Habamina is my redik. The halacha doesn't depend on Korban Yachid versus Korban Tziva. The halacha depends on a Korban Shez Manakavua versus Korban Shez Manakavua. The Korban Pesach is of Manakavua. So you have to bring, everybody has to bring a Korban Pesach, a Yudal and Nisan in the afternoon. So even if you're Tomei, so you should be able to bring an Adarata. So their Kasha was a Gerechta Taina. Lom and Nigara, the din is that a Korban Pesach is as Manakavua. So you want to bring the Korban Pesach to Tumna. I don't know, the din should be like that, that you should be Korban to Tumna. So the halacha was in Schanish that it's not so. This is a Yaitzim in a cloud, this is not the cloud. As far as not bringing Korbanas to Tumna, this is not the cloud, this is a Yaitzim in a cloud. That it's halacha, Ish ki yatam, Ish nidchel a Pesach sheni, vein atim a nidchel a Pesach sheni. The din should have been the reverse. The din should have been that even a Yachid is permitted to bring Pesach Rishon, because it's a Korban Shez Manakavua. That the halacha was neschatcha, that's what they asked the question. Yeah, right? We should be allowed to bring Pesach because Korban Shez Manakavua. Moshe Rabbeinu said, sounds good. I'll ask the Rosh. I said, no, this is a Yaitzim of that cloud. But the cloud really should have been otherwise. I don't know if the Bali Atesis don't say that. I don't know why not. That's the embassy answer. That there is Svara Hachitzayra. What was the Havamina of the Temeyim? The Havamina was what it should have been. It should have been that it is Korabitum. Parashas Bahalosha, you have about the Bechiras Halavim. Part of the Bechiras Halavim consisted of Tiklachas. The Mishnah says in the Goyim Shlosho, the three people have a mitzvah to do Tiklachas. It has to be done Betar. One of them is the Nazir, one is the Mitzvah, and the third one is the Levim. So it's a Mishnah. It has to be done Dafki Tchav. Every year, Tara Kofsor. So they needed tiklachas and they needed tefillah and mikveh and they needed hakrovas korbanos. L'chora, what's the purpose of the tefillah and mikveh and the korbanos? So l'chora, the pashtus is that this is like an act of gerus. When you take a nochri, you want to give him a kedushas Yisrael. So the din requires that you need tefillah and mikveh and then you need hakrovas korbanos agir. So here also, even though they had already a kedushas Yisrael, but the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to endow them with the kedushas Leviyah. So that's why they required tefillah and mikveh to be mal them to a higher level of kedusha. They required hakrovis karbanos, like the karbanos hagir also, for the purpose of being mashkin the kedusha. You have the same thing when a kohen goes into the Beis Hamikdash to be machir with karbanos. So when a kohen, there are two kedushas kuna. There's a kedushas kuna when he's wearing bigdei kuna, and then there's a kedushas kuna when he's not wearing bigdei kuna. This morning we gave the kohen an ali, even though he wasn't wearing bigdei kuna, because he is a kohen. And he's not permitted to marry a grusha zayin of a chalom. He's not permitted to be mitam lemeis. With respect to hakrovas karbanos, the Gemara says, "Alafin is manche megdei malay main kenas malay mahavalei kizar." Only with respect to kedushas kuna shebam mikdash. There are two alochas in kedushas kuna. One is kedushas kuna shebam mikdash. One is kedushas kuna shebiglum. That's how Rabbi Reichik used the word. Two different kedushas kunas. That's what he used to add on the biur in the Rabbeinu Tam. That Kohen was once washing, pouring the water on the hands of Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Teter, Rabbeinu Tam asked him, how is he allowing the Kohen to pour water on his hands? The Yerushalmi says, Amishtamish Bekuhuna Mo'al, that it's an Issa Mehila to allow a Kohen to service you. So Rabbeinu Tam said, well, that's only if he's wearing Big Dekuna. If he's not wearing Big Dekuna, then there's no Issa. So then Rabbeinu Petter asked, how come, if he's not wearing Big Dekuna, how come he gets the first Aliyah? And why is he forbidden to go to the Beis HaTorah? And why is he forbidden to marry Gusha Zayin Mahalova? So Rabbeinu Tam said he's Mechal on his cover. A different answer on the original question. So it sounds like he backed out from the first answer. So Rav Soloveitchik said, a few Achronim have like that. I think Dor HaShulchan, others have like that. So he said, the Loshan, Ayushalmi, Amshtamish Bekuna Moal, but doesn't say also Amshtamish Bekuna. Why does it say Moal? The Ila is always, if you're Nanim, Bekotchi Amigdosh. So Rabbi Natam understood that Yerushalmi to say that there are two Kedushas Kunas. There's a Kedushas Kunas Shema Migdash and there's a Kedushas Kunas Shabigruven. So the Kedushas Kunas Shabigruven is what's Mechayiv the Koyin, what allows the Koyin to eat Truma. He doesn't have to wear big the Kuna when he eats Truma. That's what prohibits the Koyin from marrying Zayin of Achalala, from being Matam of the Mesim, and all the other Dinim of Kuna. And the Kedushas Kunas Shema Migdash is what makes a din of Me'ilah. Me'ilah is only a Kachan Mikdash. Kedush Kunush and Mikdash is what enables the coin to be Makar of Kavanas. So that's what he said. It's Man Shein Mekdei Malay, Nein Kunos Malay, Mahavalei Kizar. So the Gemara has a din in Yumer, the Mishnayas have a din. When the coin goes in the morning to do Avaido, and he wasn't wearing Mikdei Kunas, he puts on the Mikdei Kunas, so the Gemara, the Halacha requires that he should be Tayvam on the Mikveh. Why? Because he's being elevated to a higher level of Kedushas. He already had a Kedushas Yisrael, he already had a Kedushas Levi, he already has a Kedushas Kunah, but now that he's getting a higher level of Kedushas Kunah Shabbat Mikdash by putting on the Big Day Kunah, so we require that he should be Tevil on the Mikveh again when he's about to. That's why the Tengvar on Yom Kippur is Tevil five times, because he takes off the Big Day Kunah, puts on a second set, then he takes that off, puts on a third time, fourth time, the fifth time. Every time he puts on new Big Dikun, it has to be tabled on the mikveh again. There's another din of Kiddush Dayan Rag line that you need both when you put on and when you take off Big Dikun. But the din of Tvila is when you put on Big Dikun, so you get a higher level of Kedushas Kunah, so you have to be tabled on the mikveh.
He goes out of the garbage.
When he takes off the Big Dikun, he says he's a Zar. Then he's going to put it back. So he goes back again to become a Kedushas Kunah Shalom. He doesn't go higher than the first time, it doesn't go higher than the second time. When it takes off the Big Dikun, it goes down to ground level. But he's preparing to put on it when he's intending to put on Big Dikun, which is going to endow him with a Kedushas Kunah Shabbat, but then he has to be tied on the Big Dikun. So the Pashtus is that that's why by the Bechiras Halavim there was a requirement, I think that's the Pashtus, that's why there was a requirement of Tefillah in the Mikveh, and Hakrovas Karbon is just like a gear. Because when the Levim were chosen, they were given a Kedushas Leviyot. I think, the Meshech Chochma says that it's not true. He was a Kohen, he wasn't a Levi, so he could say. He denies that Levim have a Kedushas Leviyot. He says there just ain't no such thing as Kedushas Levi. The Chassid should say the Kedushas Levi, Levi is Levadish, but he denies the whole existence of Kedushas Levi. He says there's only Shevet Levi, there's no Kedushas Levi. He says that that's the pshat in the pasuk. V'achaltam osa b'chamakom afilu b'veis akvaras. The pasuk that says that you're permitted to eat ma'is hasheni b'tuma, even if the kohen is tamei. The pasuk at the end of Korach. It says regarding ma'is rishon that you give it to the lev. V'achaltam osa b'chamakom. So Rashi writes afilu b'veis akvaras. The sifrei has that brush. That ma'is rishon is mutav, may be eaten b'tuma. And the Gemara says in Yevamos in Perek Vayishar Rabba that a Zayna is permitted to eat Ma'aseh Rishon. A Zayna is not permitted to eat Truma. If a Kohenis happens to be a Zayna, she's not permitted to eat Truma. But if a Levi is a Zayna, she is permitted to eat Machlek Sataraim. We pass against Reb Meir. But a Zayna is permitted to eat Ma'aseh Rishon. Why? So the Meshech Chochma claims, because there's no Kedushas Ma'aseh. There's Kedushas Truma, but there's no Kedushas Ma'aseh. How come there's no Kedushas Ma'aseh? Because there's no Kedushas Leviyim. The Leviyim don't have a higher level of Kedusha than anybody else. There's just Shevet Levi, but there's no Kedushas Levi. There's no such thing. So that's why there's no Iser to be eaten. The Tuma and Kedushas are tied to the Sasri. That's what it says in the Sefer HaKuzari. But if not, that's why a Kohen Bustameh cannot be makom karbonas, cannot eat karbonas, you can't enter the makom hamikdash when you're in a state of tumah, because tumah and kedusha are contradictory, it's a tie to the sas. But over here, the Meshech Chochma claims there's no kedushas leviyah, so there's no problem with tumah, and there's no problem with, that's why they're permitted to be mitamah, that's why they're permitted to eat ma'aseh rishon b'tumah, there's no kedushas ma'aseh, because the levim have no kedusha. The pashtus is, absolutely, that it's just not so. The Gemara has in the second parak in Ksuvis, a machlekes Rav Akiva against Rav Lozem and Azariah, whether Ma'aseh Rishon is mutam and atarit, whether not mutam, whether you're yotze the mitzvah of Nesinus Ma'aseh Rishon. Are you yotze the mitzvah of Nesinus Ma'aseh Rishon if you give it to a kohen? Because b'chav tal b'kohemis nikru kohanim levim, there are 24 places in Tanakh where the word Levi appears and it really refers to a Kohen. Sisi Kohanim are also Levi. They also belong to Shevet Levi. So one Tana is of the opinion that Ma'aseh Rishon has to be given to a Levi. So if you give it either to a Kohen or a Levi, a Kohen is also a Levi. So Yotzei Mitzvah and the Sinas Ma'aser Rishma are giving to a kohen. And the other Tana, the Rambam Pasuk is like the other Tana, that Min HaTorah you're not Yotzei Mitzvah. The Rambam beginning of Hilchos Ma'aser Pasuk. You're not Yotzei Mitzvah, the Raisa of the Sinas Ma'aser Rishma. If you give it to a Goy, you give it to Yisrael, you're not Yotzei. You don't just give it to someone else. You can't give it to charity. You have to give it to a Levi. So the Rambam Pasuk is La'alocha, like the other Tana, that you're not Yotzei if you give it to a kohen. Notwithstanding the fact that B'chol Tal Mekam is Nikra Kohen Levi, still, the Mashma, the Pasuk says that you have to give it to a Levi and not to a Kohen. So the Chore, what are they fighting about? The Machlokes HaTanoim. How would you define the Machlokes? So the Chore, this Alpi Pashtus is the Machlokes. Everybody's masking that B'chol Tal Mekam is Nikra Kohanim Levi. Yeah, every Kohen is a member of Shevet Levi, but a Kohen does not have Kedushas Levi. A Kohen, a Levi, has Kedushas Levi. In addition to being along with the Shevet Levi, he also has Kedushas Levi. And the Kohen does not have. That's what Rav Chaim, in the Seif on the Rambam, quotes a Tosfos in Bechoris. You don't need Rav Chaim if you know the Tosfos, but Rav Chaim explains the Tosfos better than one would have understood on his own. There's a Tosfos in Bechoris around Mem Zainos or Mem Ches, where the Gemara says, regarding Pinyin Aben, that if you have a guy who's living with a Jewish woman and then they have a baby boy, so the baby boy needs Pinyin Aben. Obviously the idea then is a guy who's not in the capacity of doing the Pinyin Aben. You have to have a Jew to do the Pinyin Aben. But that child is going to need Pinyin Aben. What happens if the mother's a Levia? The father's a guy and the mother's a Levia. A mixed marriage. So the child that's born does not require a Pinyin Aben anymore. Why? Because the mother's a Levia and the pet, the Rav Tolia Rachmana. If the mother is a Kohanis or a Levi, so the child who's born doesn't require Pinyin Aben. So the Gemara says, what if the father, that's good, if the father's a Jew and the mother's a Kohanis or a Levi, what if the father's a Goy? So the Gemara makes the following distinction. If the father's a Goy, the mother's a Levi, so then the mother's a Levi. So the baby does not require Pinyin Aben. But if the father's a Goy, the mother's a Kohanis, then she becomes nibble on the pasul of Solo. She's not permitted to eat Truma. A Levi, who's nibble by a Goy, is still permitted to eat. So she remains a Levi, her status has not been affected. But the Kohanis who's nivula by the Goy, her status is affected. She's not permitted any longer to eat the Truma. So she's not the Kohanis anymore. So her child will need Pinyin Aben. The Goy has a baby from the Kohanis, so her child will need Pinyin Aben. Because by the time the baby's born, the mother's already hoist Kohanis. She's Nischalala. But if the Goy has a child from a Levi, she does not become Nischalala. So therefore the child will not need Pinyin Aben. So Tosfos respect Akasha, when the Kohanis becomes Nivul or the Pasal of Solo, she becomes Ois Kohanis. So let a Chak remain a Leviya, every Kohen is a Levi. So Tosfos says, Sifin in Gemara, Kohen is not a Levi. That's why Chaim points out that Tosfos. Sifin, not Gemara, that a Kohen is not a Levi. So the Friedman Gordon writes, in Hilchos Zvala, Vayayin HaKeva, in the Samach Aleph, he writes, what happens if you have a Kohen who's a Cholo? Cholo means that he's emptied out from Kedushas Truma. So do you say that he's not even a Levi? So he says, even though Tosfos says like that, a Kohen is not a Levi, so he says he doesn't think that it's 100% so. He says, he writes the following, that the Gemara says that the Chiyuv, the obligation to give Zvala Hayan HaKevor, it says, Zei Yemishpat HaKonim Yeisa Om, Yei Zav Kazelach Mishom Sem, and Asma Kona Zvala Hayan HaKevor. So the Gemara says in the end of Chulim, Perot Azraya, it says, Zei Yemishpat HaKonim Yeisa Om, the Eis Ha'om does not include the Levim. Levim are not Mechuyev to give Zvala Hayan HaKeima. It doesn't mean that the Yisrael of Olam Mechuyev can be Yotze the Chiyev by giving to a Levi. The Pashtus is Zvala Hayan HaKeima is a Matnas Kuhuna. He only Yotze the Mitzvah to give it to a Kohen. A Kohen for sure is caught up in giving Zvala Hayan HaKeima Kitzah. A Kohen is not Mechuyev to give away Truma. He has to be Mafish Truma. But he doesn't have to give it away. So Zvala Hayan HaKeima, the Kohen Shech today, and he doesn't have to give away the Zvala Hayan HaKeima to a different Kohen. He keeps it for himself, like he's Marpish Chal, and he keeps the Chal for himself. He's Marpish Truman, he keeps the Truman for himself. So here also, Zola Chayim HaKeva, Mufish V'yoymeh, there's nothing to be Marpish, and he keeps it for himself. But if a Levi Shech Tzebehim, so the Gemara has a suffix, so we ask him the suffix that the Levi does not have to give Zola Chayim HaKeva. It's not included in Om. But it does mean that Yisrael could be Yotze the Mitzvah. They're giving to a Levi, I'll be Pashtun. One of the Achranim says not, so we assume that's the halacha. You have to give it, it's only from the Matnas Kuhuna. You're not Yotze to give it to a Levi. But still a Levi is potter from giving. So the Prima Gaudim is Ma'ar HaShara, what if you have a Kohen who's a Cholo? So he says, he thinks that even though the Kohen is a Cholo, he thinks that he's Loigor from a Levi, they think that since all the Lima Pturim from giving is Zvarach and Yerach Kepa, so the Pine is a Chalo will also be Pata. Aye, but the Taisa says Mefurish and Chayris that a Kohenish and his Chalo is not even a Leviyah. And where Achaim explained, because the Kohen is not a Levi, so I think it's not a Steven. Could the Pim got made a mistake? But I don't think so. I think the Pim got in the stairs. He knows the Taisa and he says it anyway. I think he even quotes that Taisa. Says even though Taisa says the Kohen is not a Leviya, but if he's going to get to this, it is. But obviously he's saying that there are two different dinim. What are the two different dinim? There's one dinim of Shevet Levi, there's one dinim of Kedushas Levi. What he's saying is that what Taisa says that a Kohen or Kohen is not a Levi means they don't have Kedushas Leviya. A normal Levi has two dinim. Number one is Shevet Levi, number two is has a Kedushas Leviya. So when you say a Kohen is Nishkan Levi, what you mean to say is that he doesn't have Kedushas Leviya, but Shevet Levi he does have. So with respect to being potter from giving Zerah HaChayayin HaKeivah, that the Prima Garden apparently holds, that Ptua doesn't depend on Kedushas Levi, that depends on Shevet Levi. The Pashto says that that's the definition, it's not a Hezbeh, that's just the description and the definition of the Machlokes HaTanoim between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lozem and Azariah, the second parak in Ksuvah, Zariah Yotzei, the mitzvah of Maaseh Rishon, if you give it to a Kohen. So one Tana says, yeah, because B'chof Talmud comes Nikur Kohen Levim. We the Raman Pasch is not. But you're not Yotze Min HaTorah. The Rabbanan made a takana that it's optional. Give Ezra made a penalty for Levim because they didn't come. He came back to build the second place. I mean, there were very few Levim percentage-wise. There should have been a much higher percentage of Levim. There weren't. So he made a penalty for the Levim, and he said that you can even be Yotze Maaseh Rishon if you give it to a Kohen. Min HaTorah, you're not Yotze. And the Rabbanan Ezra made a knas that you may give it to the Kohen. But before the Knas of Ezra, they didn't require you have to give it, we passed from the didn't require you have to give a Dafka to a Kohen. Why? You have to give a Dafka to a Levi, not to a Kohen. So B'chor, that's Machlokes. When you say that the Maaseh Rishon is Nisach to Levi, which Levi are we referring to? Do we mean one who has Kedushas Levi? So one who has Kedushas Kohen does not have Kedushas Levi. That's the Taisus of B'chor, so the Taisus had a right in Igmar. The one who has Kedushas Kohen does not have Kedushas Levi. But if you should define it that Maaseh Rishon is Nitan Levi means one who belongs to Shevet Levi. So Kohanim also belongs to Shevet Levi, like the Prima Gaon said. I think this Gemara, Adarabba, this Machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lozem and Azariah, shows that the Prima Gaon's premise is correct, that there are two dinim in Levi. It shows that the Pashtus is not like the Meshech Chatan, that there is Kedushas Levi. That's the Pashtus of this parsha also, Mahavarsu, that there is a Kedushas Levi and there's a Shevet Levi, there are two dinim. I don't know. Could be. But then we won't understand. So how come one? How come the Chavtal and the Kavitz Nikur Kohanim Levi? How come? You could insist that it's the other one. This week we spoke a lot about the Pesach Sheni. Right after the Pesach Sheni, after Revi, it says, "V'yom ha'kimis ha'mishkan kisecho anonis ha'mishkan liyor ha'edis." Every single day, the Anon was covering up the whole Mishkan. That's the pasuk that pasuk and similar pasuk that the Svarna points out that's what he claims. That's why he needed a Kohen Gadol. All our boim shon on the midbar for all our boimers that were done in the Heichal, just like Yom Kippur, chiso anana. If he saw Ananak Taurus as Akapiris, so here also, because it was an Onon, Kibion and Erol Akapiris, that's why they needed a Kangon. And this Pasuk, the Torah Tmima quotes from the Gemara in Shavuot, not a hidden Gemara, where it says, I'm sure it's Biyom Hakim is Hamishkan. You can only do Hakom is Hamishkan by Yom and not by Laila. This is our Gemara, and the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, when he was the chief rabbi, he was an Ossi, so under his messias they made 9 takanas. So one of the 9 takanas of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was after the Churban HaBayit. Some of them were Bizman HaBayit, I forget, right? Most of them were after the Churban HaBayit. So one of them was, Sheyehei Yom Hanef Kula Yosef, at the day of Tenuch HaSa'imer, you're not permitted to eat Chodosh all day long. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayon, so one would have been permitted to eat Chodosh after Hakrov HaSa'imer. Before Hakrov HaSa'imer, not Al Hav Yav Nasa'im HaTenucha. And after Hakrov HaSa'imer, the Chodosh was Nita. And the Mishnah says in Menachos that if you're in Yerushalayim, you know what they will mock with the carbon item, so good. But if you live far away from Yerushalayim, you have no radio, you have no way of knowing, so by Chatzos for sure they will mock with the carbon item, and the Minchasan Hashem Bezman is Atzlam the Dover. They were never so lazy. Bezman Gadol is in charge of supervising, it's the responsibility to supervise HaKrovas, Korbanas, Sigmund, and Beis HaMikdash. So they'd certainly think that it would be taken care of by Chatzos Hayom. They put the Rambam right there in the Pirush of Mishnayos. By Chatzos Hayom Yerushalayim time. If you live in a different time zone, you have to figure out exactly what time it would be in Yerushalayim. But the din certainly was that Bizman Shabbos Mikdash HaYikayom, the Chodesh is only Mutter after Hakrovas Minchas Hayom. So by Chatzos, the afternoon is Mutter. And Shlov is Man HaMikdosh, then the Pasuk says that Yitzu Mishal Yom. Aretz HaMayom is that the Pasuk in Parshas Emor. Yitzu Mishal Yom is Mat. Yitzu Mishal Yom means the daytime part of the day as opposed to the nighttime part of the day. Which part of the daytime? Aretz HaMayom is that you say Ad Biyad Bechal, you say Ad Bechal, Bechal. You say that it's only Mut at the end of Yitzu Mishal Yom means the Shkia. So you say it's Mut from Alois HaShacharan of Yom Teh Zionist. So that's a discussion that the Gemara has in the office. A one shot in the Takanas of Dechem and Zakai was, and it's Dorash Vehiskit, that he just was Mepharsim Adin Deraisa. It's not a Takana de Rabbana. He just said, oh, but that's not Loha, that's not Itzu Mishal Yom Adiyat Echlau. So there's no Heta Chodesh, Bizman Shein, Beis HaMikdash time, there's no Heta Chodesh until Sof HaYom of Chazayim. Then the Gemara has, that's the final Maskana, that seems to be Maskana Segmana. And the Gemara originally had a different shot, that was Ad Veloyad Echlau. That hey, Ram Yisroch, in the morning of Teh Zayin Nissen, it's already Mutat Teit Chodesh, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kam. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kam says, I have Yachin. And so you actually bring the Korban Haim, which sometimes would be by Chatzos. But Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kam, there is no HaKrovas Haim, say Tzim Mishal Yom in the morning. Hey, Ram Yisroch is Mata. But he made Exer and Hey, Ribbana HaMikdash. They may build the Beis HaMikdash any day. And then they may delay in the bringing of the Minchas HaOmer. And therefore, they may bring the Minchas HaOmer late in the day, after Chatzos. They may make it just by the skin of their teeth. It may turn out that they'll bring the Minchas HaOmer a minute before the Shkia, and therefore he asked Hakrova, therefore he asked eating Chodesh Kala Yom Kula. So the Gemara wants to know the evening Amos. What do you mean? If they're going to build the Beis HaMikdash today, where are we holding now? Sivan. So why shouldn't they bring, so everything will, the system will be worked out already. So why should they delay bringing the Minchas HaOmer until a minute before the Shkia on the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach? So it means we're concerned that they may build the Beis HaMikdash mamish then. Mamish then. So the Gemara, when then? On the first day of Chol Hamoed? Well, if they build the Beis HaMikdash, the first day of Chol Hamoed is ready, the Omer was, the Heir HaMizrach was ready matir. So what do I care if they're going to build the Beis HaMikdash on Teh Zionist? It's ready in Yehuta from the morning. So they, and if the Beis HaMikdash will be built on Erev Pesach, so everything is already taken care of. So right then, what's the problem? Build a Beis HaMikdash Erev Pesach. So that they already have the system. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it will be built the Lelia. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built that night, Leil Teh Zayin. That's what the Gemara says. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built on Yonder, on Teh Zvah. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built on Leil Teh Zayin. And they will be in such a behala, they didn't realize, and they'll be taken by surprise, and they won't realize, hey, gotta bring the Minchas HaOmer, and they won't get to bring the Minchas HaOmer until a minute before the Shkia on Teh Zayin. And that'll turn out that all of the people who were used to eating Chodesh from Heir HaMizrachan on Teh Zayin paid the Yisra this year. Because this year we have a Beis HaMikdash, and the people didn't realize it, and you have to wait till HaKrovas HaOmer, and HaKrovas HaOmer took late. Normally, in Shushan Kitikunam, they see to it that they bring him before Hatzais, and this year they were just surprised and excited, and they brought it a minute before the Shkia. So Rashi and Taisus are bothered with the Kasha and Adgimor. What do you mean the evening Amos? The Gemara says, the evening Belelia. They'll build the Beis HaMikdash Balayla. What do you mean? The Halacha says you cannot build the Beis HaMikdash Balayla. It says, B'yom Hakim is HaMishkan, B'yom Alo Balayla. So that's why Rashi and Taisus give the and then he asks another Kasha. How can the Gemara say it will be built on Teh Zvah?
maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built on the first day of Pesach. So yes, what do you mean? The Gemara says in Shavuos on the same daf, daft as well. The Gemara says that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is neither Deich HaShabbos nor Deich HaYomtov. It's not Deich HaShabbos, not Deich HaYomtov. So how can you say Yivni B'Tezva, V'Nami B'Leil Tezayin? You can neither build the Beis HaMikdash not Balayla nor B'Shabbos of the Yomtov. So Rashi in Tosis quotes the Medrash, Mikdash Hashem Korinu Yodecho. What does it mean, Korinu Yodecho? That the Bayis HaShlishi will be built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will come down. Eish Min HaShamayim. So there's no problem. We're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov because it's a Molocha. We're not allowed to do Molochas, but the Rebbeinu Shlomo is not Jewish. He's not bound by the Tariag Mitzvah. He can do Molochas. So he can build the Beis HaMikdash. He can see to it. Since it's got to be Nivda Midei Shamayim, so he can see to it that it will be built. That it can be built on Yom Tov. So the question is, that may be a good Teretz on Yom Tov. That may be good Teretz on Yom Tov. The Baruch Shalom is not bound by the Tariq Mitzvah. There's no problem on Malacha. What about even in Belelia? What's the Malacha? You can't build a Beis HaMikdash Balayla. What does that mean? What's a Malacha? Balayla means the middle of the week. You're not talking Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what's wrong building Balayla? So the Rishalmi has a comment on this pasuk that it's a psul even b'riyevin. The Bavli doesn't say. The Rishalmi says it's not just the din. One could have said like this, that you're not yetz in the midst of binyan balayla. Just like sometime I know that the midst of tefillin is only by yom and not balayla. You're not yetz in the midst of tefillin balayla. You're only yetz in the midst of tefillin by yom. So you can say over here also, you're only yetz in the midst of binyan beis hamikdash b'yom hafim es hamishkan. If you build it by yom, tefillin balayla, you're not yetz. So Blessed Lovin, we're not going to be fulfilling the mitzvah anyway, so the Baruch Shalom is going to be doing it. So let him do it by yom, balayla, let him do whatever he wants. So the Mikdash David, Tain is that that's not correct, because the Yishalmi says that not only are you not just yet to the mitzvah, it says that it's even possible for the Yevim. So why should it be possible for the Yevim? So you see, that's a psul. So even if it's going to be Nivin Midei Shemayim, it should also be a psul. That's what he is. So how can Rashi entice us for the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah? That says the Ibni Galeo, that maybe the Beis HaMikdash Alasi Lover will be built Min HaShemayim, Galeo Pezayim. How can that be? Even if it'll come down in HaShemayim. But if it's built Balayim, it's the Hapsu. That is Kash. The Pasuk says that when they would...
Is that called a coma? Because both of them? No, they're not building anything. So the
school's
only built it at night. But
of course,
Paul's making it out of fire
that's
not a building.
So I mean, it's built and
it
just moved it from one place to the other.
It's
but that's also
possible. Is that a building?
Not a building. The Yishami says that a migdash is possible. Why shouldn't even hukam meyelav also be possible? I don't know, in this sefer he has a long teretz. I thought the kasha was better than the teretz. There's very good things in this thing. Oil Yoshua. I was told he's a Rebbe in Kol Torah. Diskin. Shirin Diskin. I don't know. So I thought the kasha was better than the dance. The psukim sound like when the honor moves, Lefi ha'yalos ha'anam li'ahu ha'yal, Rachai ken yisu b'nei Yisrael. When the honor moves, then they start traveling. But then the pasuk continues to explain that it's not so fierce. And then you have to blow the chatzotzes. The kohanim have to blow the chatzotzes. When they blow the chatzotzes, so then it says lamasa hamachanos. They had to blow chatzotzes from mikro ha'eda, and lamasa hamachanos is different. And then the Yom Simchas Maladechem is Katma Lola Sechem, Aziv Cheshamechem. They had a blow Chatzaitis in conjunction with Achrovus Akrabonis, and then Kiyas Chatzaitis B'Shas Alatara Tarezchem, B'Shas Elchama Beretz, and so on and so on. So the Pesukim can explain that it's not so positive, not just that the Onan starts moving and Merein Yisrael start traveling. The Onan starts moving, and this triggers that's Mechayev, the Kohanim, they're supposed to blow the Chatzaitis. Then when they blow the Chatzaitis, then they start traveling. Before they blow the Chatzaitis, not. So in this sefer, he has an interesting comment. There's a line in the Kinnis that we say on Tisha B'Av. Maybe we won't say this here. It says, Moshe Yarenu ve'Aharon Yamchenu. Moshe Rabbeinu leads the Jewish people like a roeh, like a shepherd. He's the Raya Mehemna. The Aaron Yanchenu, and Aaron HaKohen is also leading the Jewish people. What did Aaron do to lead the Jewish people? So he says, because the Aaron or the Kohanim, when they Aaron HaKohen used to go b'chatzotzus, they had to blow chatzotzus before they started to travel. So he thinks that perhaps that's what it's alluding to. Aaron Yanchenu means that he led them in moving. And he suggests that maybe that's the interpretation of the pasuk in Tillim. It says, Nachisa katzon amecha ayidei Moshe v'Aharon. What do you mean? Moshe and Aaron led the Jewish people. What did Aaron do? Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader. What did Aaron do? Aaron brought karbonis. He was patting people on the back. He was making shalom bayis. You know. He was doing other things. But what do you mean? Where do you see that he was a leader leading the people? So he suggests maybe not. He suggests maybe that's the mashmoyas of that pasuk in Tillim, based on this Tashin Chumash, that it says that you don't travel until you have the Tkiyas HaChatzetzes. And these Tkiyas HaChatzetzes had to be done dafke by the Kohanim. The Achrayim say that the whole institution of Yalav Yovay that we have in the Davin, the Birchus HaMazon, is based on this pasuk. This year he says, "If you are simchaschem, if my dad rush hashem is kaitem chatzoyses, in this kaitem, as I say, v'hoyer lacham nizikon lachnei elokeich, ani Hashem lokeich." So you see that on the yamim tayim, on the rush chadoshim, there's a special union of to do something to be nizkar lachnei Hashem. V'hoyer lacham nizikon lachnei elokeich. So that's why we say yalav yavi yagi zechanein efiknein zechanech kam basis ro and so on. That's why we say yalav yavi on rush chadoshim and on yamim tayim. On Shabbos, we don't say Yalav Yova. We assume that there's no Indian of Zikaron on Shabbos. We assume there's only an Indian of Zikaron on Rosh HaChadoshim and on Yom Tov. The Sifrei says otherwise. The Sifrei on this pasuk says, Liyam Simchaschem, the Torah Bima quotes the Sifrei, Elo Shabbos, of Maradechem, Elo Sholosh Regolem, Rosh HaChadoshim, Kemashmoy. So the Sifrei claims that there was a mitzvah Tkiyas Chatzetzus on Shabbos also, in conjunction with the Hakrovas HaKavans. So then how come we don't say Yalav Yovay on Shabbos? We say Kiddush. But in the Kiddush we don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheyalav Zichroneinu Lefonav. Here's a special meaning, Yalav Yovay, Zichroneinu Bichroneinu, Zichron Kolam Chabei Yisrael Lefonecha. You don't mention it. In fact, there was a practice that the Balei HaTosis had, that when it was Yom Tov Shechalias B'Shabbos, or Rosh Chodesh Chalias B'Shabbos, and they would incorporate the Haskorah of Shabbos into the Yalav Yavoi in the Shemona Esrei, and benching not, the Maril points out, but in the Shemona Esrei they would. It would say Yalav Yavoi Yagia, there are more quotes like that, in Hilchas Pesach. B'Yom Shabbos HaMorech HaZeh, B'Yom Chag HaMatzos HaZeh. And if Yom Tov Shechalias B'Shabbos, they say B'Yom Shabbos HaMorech HaZeh, Yom Chag HaMatzos HaZeh. So the Levush Shvek Takashe, how do you come in with Shabbos in the middle of Yalav Yavoi, the Pasuk in Parshas Bala'is only speaks about Zikaron on Yom Tov and on Rosh HaChadosh, and there's no one of Zikaron. L'hava Zichron Mishal Yisrael, L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. So there is no such thing. According to the Sifrei, Adirah, but there is. Not only there is, you should, why don't we always say Yalav Yavoi? You should say Yalav Yavoi on every Shabbos. Not only when Shabbos, Yom Tov Shchali is B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Shchali is B'Shabbos. Not my cup. I don't know. The Achrayim have a long literature on a different point on this Sifrei. Yom Simchaschem, the one in the end of Maikotin, seems to imply clearly, that's how the Tosis points out, that there's only a Chiyuv Simcha on Yom Tov. On Shabbos there is no Chiyuv Simcha, that's why Shabbos doesn't cancel Avelos. And Yom Tov does cancel Avelos. Shabbos is Oilo Levin Yeshiva, Yom Tov is not Oilo Levin Yeshiva. Why? Because on Tosis explains. Because there's only a mitzvah Simcha on Yom Tov. Simcha and Avelos are tied to the Sasu. On Shabbos it says Bracha, by Bracha came this Yanesh Ritz. On the day of Bracha it says Vichas, the Pasuk in Mishlei says Vichas Hashem Hitashir V'lo Yosef Etzev Imo. So you don't have Nihil Gavelos on Shabbos, because V'lo Yosef Etzev Imo. Pesach quotes the Yerushalmi, quotes that Pasuk from Mishlei. But the day itself is Oilo Levin Yeshiva, because there is no Chiyuv Simcha. So how can the Sifrei say V'yam Simchaschem Eilu Shabbosim? So this is a kasha that Achrayim have discussions about. You look in the Seichemet, he has quite a collection of Tevutzim on this. Tziv has, I think, in his Chubis, he has a suggestion. Rav Soloveitchik had his suggestion. Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's in Mikdosh, there's a Chi of Simcha in conjunction with our Prophet, Amos Ophim, of Yom Simchas Ma'el Shabbos, as it says, Alola Seichem, conjunction with Akrovas Amasofim, there's Takechi of Simcha in the Beis Hamikdash. There's Takechi of Simcha. But not in conjunction with the Masofim, Bigvurin, then there's no Chi of Simcha. As Rav Salvechik explained in Nusach Ashkenaz, that we only say Yismachum Malchuscha by Musaf on Shabbos. We don't say it by Myra, we don't say it by Shachar, we don't say it by Minusa, only by Musaf. Why? Because there's only other Rabbis, in this Pasuk, there's only a Chayva Simcha on Shabbos in conjunction with that Krovus on the Sofa. The rest of the time is not, the Gulen is not Chayva Simcha. I remember he said, to him it's a Pele, how come Balatanya's Nusach had feeling he has Yismachum Malfuska? Somehow Nusach started and didn't bother him, why they have Yismachum Malfuska and everything. But even the Balatanya also has like that, how come he didn't know my secret? He thought that this was the Emes of Shach. Only say Yisrochum Malchusma in connection with Musa, because the pasuk only has, there's only a Chayva Simcha and Shabbos in connection with the thing that prompted Rav Soloveitchik to say that was what he heard from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that and then he said years later he found the Ramban said it. The Ramban Seif HaMitzvah said that the Gemara in Erechin Daf Yud that says that Amar Shchodesh you're not obligated to recite Hallel. The Gemara says in the end of Tainus that the Hallel that we say Amar Shchodesh is only a minig, it's not Midino. So the Ramban implies like that, and the Rav Soloveitchik heard from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that that's only Bigvulin. But by Migdosh, there was a Chayva to recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because on Rosh Chodesh, Hallel, the Ramban explains, is an expression, it's a way to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontem. So the Pasuk says, the Pasuk implies that on Rosh Chodesh and Migdosh, in conjunction with Akrovas Amusafim, there was a Chayva Simcha. And the way to express the simcha was by reciting Hallel. So that's how the Ramban uses a lashon that when the Chachamim were determining the Seif HaMitzvah, he says when the Chachamim were determining when there's an obligation to say Hallel and not, they only excluded Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh and Bigvulin. That's the lashon they use. They excluded Rosh Chodesh and Bigvulin from reciting Hallel. So the mashmas of the lashon Ramban is that Rosh Chodesh and Migdosh, there would be a chayvas Hallel. The other rabbi, that explains, we have a klal called the Tikkur Rabbanan Kein Derais Tikkur. So Soloveitchik assumed, based on the Biur Agra, that the same klal applies to Minhagim. That all Minhagim are also have to be patterned after some kind of a din or another. So what is this minig patterned after? The Gemara says at the end of Tainus that we have a minig to recite Hallel, Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. They pull out from nowhere, from thin air, they pull out a minig to recite Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So he said, according to this Ramban, is neither why? Because the Migdosh, in Migdosh, in conjunction with Akrovas Hamasofim, there was a mitzvah Hallel. There was a chayv to say Hallel. There was a mitzvah Simcha. So Bigvulin, even though we're not bringing the Karbonas Hamasofim, but we're going to daven Musaf, so Bigvulin, they introduced the minig to recite Hallel. It's a Kein, it's a Kol, the Tikkun Minhagar, Kein, Dina Tikkun. Akhrenim say that Shishi is printed in the Chumashim in the wrong place. Because Rashi on Chumash quotes the Sifrei that the Nurim Hafuchim al Hafsik bein Poronis le Poronis. That Banan Hashem alein Yom ben Osam min Amachana, that's in Perek Yud Pasuk Lamed Dalet, ben Osam min Amachana is a Poronis. That the Bnei Yisrael deserved the punishment because they just wanted to run away from Har Sinai. But Yisrael Mehar Hashem. They ran away from Hasina Kitina Kabaret and Beis HaSefer. That's the Lashon that the Gemara has. When Yeshiva is over, so the children run home, they don't want to learn anymore. On vacations, everybody runs away. Benosam and Amachna. That was Kitina Kabaret and Beis HaSefer. And then right after that, the Pasuk continued, Vayihom Kimusayim Rabbi Yodne Hashem, Vayishma Hashem, Vayicharako, Vatiba Bameish Hashem, Vatiba Bitsa Amachna. There was two Poronis. So the Lahafsik, Ben Poronis, the Poronis, and the Torah put in Shalom, and come, Vayim Sohar, Vayim Moshe, Mashem Yehud said that really belongs in the, earlier by the Masoes, but it's put over here because the Lahafsik came for an fun. So we have a minhag; it's not a din. We have a minhag, not to begin or to end an aliyah with a davara unless you have no choice. Unless you have no choice, but that's the minhag. Usually, whenever possible, we avoid it. So what do they put over here? Shishi, benasah min hamachana. The Rashi said for the Medrash that that's a Quran. You shouldn't have Shishi over there. You shouldn't have Shishi two psukim later either. At the end of the Nicha Yaimer, after those two psukim at the other noon, because that's why he honked in the same, and then the next time he is going to start from the Dover Rav. meaning is that we need to start in a render and I'll be able to go her up. So you should have it later somewhere. Achraim says you should put it in Shishi somewhere later. Either somewhere before or somewhere later, but not over there. That's what other Achraim point out, that Shani in Parshas Masa is also in the wrong place. But Magen Avraham quotes from Kabbalah Svarim that the Mem Beis Masoris from Mechuvin Keneged, the Shem Mem Beis Oisius. Shem Hashem. So you shouldn't be, he says, therefore you shouldn't be mopsic in the middle. So we have printed in every Chumash, it says Shani, right in the middle. After Pasuk Yud. Oh, so when Matas Masi out together, it's on Shabbos. Yeah, on Shabbos. Yeah. But when Masi comes separately, so then in the weekdays, they break it up until Shani, and on Shabbos they only wait until Shani. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik's minig was. If I'm not mistaken, I think that may be the Lubavitcher minig also. I think it says that on the little calendar that's called Hayom Yom or something. I think they write that that's the minig also. That even on Monday and Thursday and Shabbat afternoon to Mincha, when it's Parshas, when they're laying Parshas Masay, they're laying for the Koyin, all the men based Masay, they're laying a half a Sedrin. They're laying a half a Sedrin. 49 Sukkot. The Koyin gets 49 Sukkot. Then the Levi in Israel, the Tansheni Bachamishi, then the Levi in Israel get more. Then they go Vaita. Just to follow the Magen Avraham, not to be mopsic in the middle of the Mem Beis Masoris. Anyway, just because it's printed in the Chumash that that's where the Aliyah is, doesn't necessarily mean that that's it. Yishkan Alokha Lamashim Yitzina. Mishnah Berurah has a topic whether these things that are printed mean anything. As a suffix that the Gemara has a din in Maseches Megillah that you're not permitted to end an aliyah, to begin an aliyah with him. But someone kind of came in late in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, the Gemara says he may think that the previous aliyah only consisted of one or two psukim. He'll think that they started from the psukim of the Stuma and they stopped here one or two psukim. He won't realize that they started way before. So the Gemara says it's examined in Achnas and Tayyaz. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'ur HaLacha has an original shayla. He doesn't quote any Achrayim has this Einfam. That's an original Shiloh. What about the way we have printed in the Chumash, we have printed Sheni, Shlishi, Rivi. If there's anything wrong with making Haistophas, and the Haistophas will stop two, one or two psukim before where it's printed, Sheni, Shlishi. If the Sheni, Shlishi is not a psukh or a stum, if it's a psukh or a stum, so you're not allowed to begin or end within three psukim to a beginning or the end of a parsha. But if it's not, it's just in the middle. It's a Sheni, Shlishi. So does it bother us enough? I think he's noted to say that we're not concerned at all, said Tanish Mekanish, but the printer put in Shani Shlishi doesn't mean anything. They quote in fact from the Vilna Gaon that people think that you have to lay until Shani, on Shani Bechamishi, in Shabbos afternoon, the din is you have to lay until Shani and divide it into three aliyahs. He said, where does it say you have to lay until Shani? You have to give three aliyahs, and the three aliyahs have to consist of a minimum of 10 psukim. The one person has to get 4 psukim, the other two have to get a minimum of 3 psukim. And then you can end way before Shani. Just because then you have to learn till Shani. If you read your Pasuk, and you read it with a... No law that says you have to learn till Shani. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Esvil Ishivivish, that he should convene a Sanhedrin. That says, Vivisyat Vasham Imach, they should stand there with you. So the Gemara has a drasha. I don't know why the Torah Tamimah quotes it from the Talmud Yerushalmi. It's in the Talmud Babli also. Same Mar Machim appears in the non-exotic sources. It's a Gemara. That it says, V'siyat v'shan imach b'daimim loch. And the Gemara learns that b'daimim loch has a double meaning. Number one, that Bali Mumin are psulim to be members of the Sanhedrin. You're not permitted to appoint one as a Balmum, just like Moshe Rabbeinu is not a Balmum, so too the others may not be Balmum. And number two, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was a Meyuchas, he had a decent Yichas, so too, You can only appoint one to be a member of a Sanhedrin if he is a meyuchas. A non-meyuchas may not be appointed, for example, Marshal Agir. Agir can never be appointed to be a member of the Sanhedrin. That's in fact the problem that the Rambam writes that Shmai V'Avtalim Agirim. The Gemara seems to say in Yuma, Shmai V'Avtalim Agirim, that's a simple reading. The Gemara says, Yesen B'nei Amamayel L'Shlom. The Gemara says, once on Yom Kippur, the Kangodol finished the Avodah, and he was walking home, and then they were walking in the street, the people were walking him home, and then they bumped in the street, they bumped into Shmai V'Avtalim, the two chief rabbis, the Sephardic chief rabbi, Ashkenazi chief rabbi, two chief rabbis. So they started to maglay them home. And then the Kangodol said, some kind of an expression, Yesen B'nei Amamayel L'Shlom, the Gerim should have a nice day. So he said, a simple reading anymore, but they were Gerim. So the Taisis Yontif quotes from the Maharal Prague. Because Yontif was a Talmud on the Maharal Prague. And Pirkei Avos, he quotes on the Mishnah that speaks of Shema Rav Tani. He says, the Rambam says that they were Gerim, and that's impossible. How could they be Gerim? How could they be appointed to the Sanhedrin? If they were Gerim. So he says, it can't mean that. It means that they were descendants of Gerim. They were B'nei Gerim. That's what he claims. So that's based on this pasuk, whatever. Maybe you can farem for the Rambam, but that's what you learn out from this pasuk. That's the question. So how can a ger, the Gemara says that a ger danas chaveiro a ger. So how can a ger be danas chaveiro a ger if he can't be appointed to be a member of the Sanhedrin? So Taisa says, no, ger danas chaveiro a ger means dini moment. It's not dini farsh. Dini farsh, he can't even be dan chaveiro a ger because he can never get to first base. He can never get to be a member of a Sanhedrin, because not only appointment to the Ayin Aleph is a Sarara. Here the Pasuk is talking about to be a member of the Sanhedrin Gdoilom. You see, Yatsu Shamim of the Gdoilom Lof, that they have to be Miyuchas. But even to be appointed to a Sanhedrin Tana of Chav Gimel is also a Sarara. That you cannot appoint a Ger to that Sarara either. So a Ger cannot be a Darun Chavero a Ger, if it's the case of Dinin Foshim. When the Gemara says a Ger is Dan Chavero a Ger, that's only Mominus, not the Foshim. Problem, how does the ger get smicha? The Rambam says that you can give smicha with dvarim yechidim. The Gemara says that they gave yoyre, they gave yodim, they gave yoyre yodim, they gave yatab chorus. Sometimes they didn't give yatab chorus. You can give smicha with dvarim yechidim. The Rambam quotes the Gemara with the Talmud Yerushalmi. Rambam and Hilchas Sanhedrin quotes, but then he quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, for who she yeh roi laharis b'chol advarim. The only time you can give a person smicha the dvarim yechidim is if he's able to paskin and kol ha'tara kula, but you just don't want to give him smicha on everything. You just want to give him smicha on one thing. Why don't you want to give him smicha on everything if he knows? Because he didn't go through the program. Why not? Maybe. The Gemara gives different reasons. Gemara says sometimes because he's too good. Gemara Sanhedrin says if he's too sharp, he knows too much. Then also the Gemara says that sometimes that's a problem. Gemara says that Rav spent a year and a half on a farm in order to learn which mumin on the behemoth is which amum either and which amum kavua. What was it again the days of Rav? Because if you have a mum kavua, then you can shech the b'chor. And if you have only mum either, so you cannot. It's not muta to shech the b'chor based on a mum either. So Rav was an expert, mamish a crackerjack. So the Gemara says he knew better than the others. And then the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Rabbi Yudah Nasi gave smicha yatab chayres to somebody else, and he didn't give to Rav. So the Gemara says, Rav knew better than the others. So the Gemara says, Adi Rav. Rav knew so well, he would paskin that something is a mum kavua, and other people wouldn't realize manishtana this from this. So there would be medama milsa and milsa based on the psalm of Rav. And the others who were not such experts would be more cautious, and there would be machmer things that really speaking were really mutta. So that's why Rebbe did not give smicha to Rav, the Yaakov Chorus, because he knew too well, the Gemara suggests, he knew too well. The Chacham is not permitted to paskin a dovah tamu al a rabbit. That's what it says in Yerah Dei, based on that Gemara. If the Chacham paskin is a shayla, even though the pshat is emes, but it won't be taken in the right vein. The Hamoy Naam will think that he paskin something else, it'll cause a michshol. So a person should not paskin like that. But Rav was such an expert, so he didn't know why people should make a mistake. He would look at the mum and say right away, is it a mum kavum or neither? He could tell the difference between one and the other. But the Hamoy Naam couldn't, they weren't up to him. So they wouldn't be able to... They wouldn't be able to live with his tzotten, because they wouldn't understand why did he pass from here, the chumrin here, the kula, everything would be tamua by then. Anyway, but that's what they, for whatever reason, Roy L'chalad Ram doesn't mean that it has everything on his fingertips. There could be also. Rav Soloveitchik was once discussing in Shia. He said, the Mishnah, the Gemara tells in the end of Horias that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Nosson decided one fine day they wanted to depose Rabbi Gamliel from the Nesias. So they decided they're going to get somebody to ask him Akasha in Uktzin, to ask him Ashaila in Uktzin. He hadn't learned Uktzin in a long time. And he's going to be embarrassed, and they're going to make him resign from the Nesias because he doesn't know Uktzin. He can hop anybody, you know, his weak areas. So somebody knew about this plan, that they wanted to embarrass him in public and to force him to resign. So someone who lived near Rabbi Gamliel, or Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I forgot already who it was. So someone who lived nearby all night long was learning the Shnai Sultan out loud. He didn't want to tell them what the plan was. So Rabbi Gamliel was kept awake, and he was listening to the way he was saying Yuchsin. Then the next day, when somebody asked him the question in Uktzin, so he knew Mamash on his fingertips, and he gave the answer, and he said, obviously he's trying to embarrass me. And then the Gemara says that they punished them. Rav Meir and Rav Nosson were punished. So whenever they're quoted in the Gemara, they say only Yesh Omrim and Acherim Omrim. Yesh Omrim is Rav Nosson, Acherim Omrim is Rav Meir, and they no longer quote him by name. Sometimes it does say by name. Sometimes it's the Machlekes, Rav Meir and the Yesh Omrim. So Tosfos discusses that. How can it be every place in Shat Yesh Omrim is Rav Meir? You have a machlokes in the same price, Rav Meir and Yesha. And how can it be that they never quote him by name? He says a lot of times Rav Meir, Rav Meir, Rav Nosna. So Tosfos works on the details of this story, but that's what it says in the Gemara. So Rav Soloveitchik gets the kasha. How could Rabbi Gamliel remain benasi? His smicha is under question. If the halacha is that you only confer smicha on a person who is royal horos b'chol advarim, so obviously he was not able to pass kin and nukzim. Akurita could be the Nasi Asan Hedim. So Rav Soloveitchik thought it doesn't mean that you have to have everything mamash on your fingertips. He thought that it just meant that a person should have a basic orientation in all Chalki HaTorah. So that, if a Shaila will be presented, he'll be able to work it out within a reasonable amount of time. Because if somebody's going to ask me a Shaila in Uktzin, it'll take me a week to begin to figure out what's going on. I won't even know how to begin to look it up. I'm not at all oriented in the areas of Allah. But that's the halacha. A guy like me can't get smicha even in the areas that I know very well, because I'm not Rav Chalazon. I have no orientation at all in a certain area. But as long as he has a basic orientation, so then even if he doesn't have on his fingertips, that would be acceptable. So let's say that may be the reason why we only want to give him smicha the Dvar Mechidim and not for the other things. Because you only give smicha on those areas where he has it on his fingertips. You don't give on the areas where he doesn't have on his fingertips. Aye, but if he's not Rav Chalazon, so how do we give him smicha? No, the answer, that's called Rav Chalazon, called Dvar. He has a basic orientation, but he's not learning those halachas now. So that's why we're not going to give him smicha in those areas. We're only going to give him smicha in another area. But that's the kasha that the Ktsois asks. How can he give smicha to the ger? For dini mominis, in order to pass the dini mominis, you have to have smicha. You don't need 23, but you need a sum. How can the ger be done chaver hager? How in the world did he get smicha in the first place? It's not very lacharis l'chol advarim. The ger can never paskin in dina nefashis. So the way Rav Soloveitchik said, the whole kasha hips of ganishdon, not a kasha at all, because very lacharis l'chol advarim doesn't mean that he's actually able to paskin in the other. Let's say he cannot paskin. Rav cannot paskin in chaveris because he's too sharp. Well, somebody cannot paskin in Uktzin because Mam is not holding by Uktzin. He has a basic orientation, but he doesn't know it on his fingertips. In fact, he cannot give his smicha. The halacha of Roel Holos Chodvam just means he doesn't have a shem chacham. What does it mean, smicha? He says, Rebbe Atar, Yesh Lo Rishus, Lodin Dini Nefashis, Yesh Lo Rishus, Lodin Dini Knossis, whatever. How can you say Rebbe Atar if the guy doesn't have a basic orientation in all Chalki Atar? But as long as he has the orientation, then he is called Roel Holos Chodvam. So Lucharva, the kasha is not really a kasha, to say the way Rav Soloveitchik explained. The only thing is, the Ktsois didn't say like that. The Ktsois introduced the kasha based on a Rambam. That's why you had a kasha. The Rambam says that he gave the Summa, that the Summa cannot be appointed to the Sanhedrin, and therefore the Rambam says he can never give the Summa a smicha even to be done dini momenis, because not Roy Lucharva's Lucharva Dvar. The Summa is an expert. He knows Kavot HaRakula. You can't give him smicha even for mamonis because nabar elohar is indeed in the fashion. So then, yeah, bashtar kekashim, manishtana summa from gear. It's exactly the same thing. He can be the greatest Torah scholar in the world, the summa the gear. So in that sense, he has not only an orientation, let's say they have it on the fingertips, mamish, but still, he cannot be appointed to a Sanhedrin. It's the same pasuk, but the hisyats v'sham imach imach b'daymenloch. B'daymenloch is memai balimumim, and it's also memai gerim, because they lack in yichas. So manishtana, one chisorin, if he's not daymenloch because he's a balmum, the sum is a balmum, so then you cannot even give a smicha l'dvam yichidim for the mominus. But if he's not the daymenloch because he's a ger, then you can't give a smicha for the din mominus. How come? To be the same, that's the choice of kash. The Moran Sanhedrin has a little bit of a discussion of Summa. Summa, Lord, and the din is that a Summa cannot be done, a Summa cannot be Royan Egoim. It says, L'chol Marei Enei HaKohen. The Kohen has to be able to see, but it's too wide. Summa Bein Achas, I think, is also not Royan But then there's a pasuk in Dvarim that says that the Kohanim were chosen, Rafiim Yieh Kol Riv Vechol Nega. You're supposed to use Kohanim that they should paskin and read him, and they should paskin in the Goyim. Riv means Dini Torah, and they should paskin in the Goyim. Nega Tzaras. It doesn't mean that Nega Tzaras, the Kohen is Mikuba. In Rivim, Kohuna is not the Mikuba. You can have a Dini Torah whether the Yonim are not Kohanim and they're not Levim. Lechatchila, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the proper thing is you should appoint Kohanim or Levim, because it says Vos al Kohanim or Levim Vada Shefet Sheyeh V'yamamayim. So you see that it's a mitzvah l'chadchila. The Rambam quotes me Yishamah like that. The mitzvah l'chadchila to appoint Kohanim or Levim whenever possible, whenever they're fit for it. They're not fit. Whenever you have a choice, either one or the other, one of them is a Kohen or a Levi, so we would prefer to appoint a Kohen or a Levi. Sometimes it's Takel Yikuvah. Let's say the Mishnah in the beginning of Sanhedrin, and we give a list of different dinim, what they didn't. So there's one bezdin which requires 10, Tisha the Kohen. Has to have 10 dayanim. And one of them has to be a Kohen. The Pashto says that that's Mikuv. When you're assessing karkos, for how karkos Tisha the Kohen. When somebody was marked with something, so the Gizbar auctions it off to the highest bidder. But he has to make a minimum bid. He's not going to auction it off for $5 if it's worth $1,000. So somebody has to be Koveya. What's going to be the minimum bid? What's the correct value of the thing that the Gizbar should not accept less? Did he have it if he accepted less than it's nivdin? But that's for the Yevid. You're not supposed to do like that. You have to give shatios. How much? And the Gemara runs out from Sukkot that you need a bezin to assess it. How much of a bezin do you need? You can't just get a goy. A goy she expert. You have to have a bezin on Shloisha Yisrael. So the Gemara says, if it's metalkalim, we learn out from the Pasuk, the Psukim in the end of Chumash Reikah, that you need a bezin of 3 Yisrael. If it's karkoyz, then you need tisha v'koyim. The Gemara works out the whole drasha. You see that sometimes this requirement that the bezin should consist of kohanim or levim is mikuv. In fact, it could be over here also by rias negoyim. It could be that the kohuna is required, but there is dayan. Not that rias negoyim is an Indian of an avoida or something, or like a tigin aben. A tigin aben has something to do with kohuna. If you understand why you need a koyim. What do you need a coin for Rias Negoim? So that's what in this Sefer, this Oyel Yeshua, he wants to say like that, that maybe the Rias Negoim Ade Kohanim is because the coin, the one who is Rias Negoim, is functioning as a Dayan over there. Apim Yir Kavri Mechol Negat. The Torah is Dayan, that there the Kohuna is the Kuva. Anyway, so the Gemara has in Sanhedrin a Machlokes and Mishnah Negoim. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin a Machlokes HaTanaim. Since it's written in one pasuk, Rapin Yer, Kol Rivim Chol Negah, should I say that there's a Hekesh, Hukshu Rivim and Negoim, or that there's no Hekesh? So if you hold that there's a Hekesh between Rivim and Negoim, then it goes in two directions. Both directions, Ein Hekesh L'machza. The one here for the Hekesh tells you that just like a Din Torah cannot take place with Kroivim, that the dying cannot be a Korov to the Baladim, so too a Korov cannot be Royas and Negoim, of a relative of his. That's where Rashi quotes on the pasuk. Altina kameis asher b'teisa mirecha nimoi. The Rashi quotes from the Medrash. It's not pasuk pshat at all. Altina kameis, that there won't be any koyin to paskin on his sister. Main choroit for the tefila. Mi mazgir, mi betara. Ani he actually rois shani kora. Ben kora rois and a goy. So the halacha, the achrayim all point out that that's not kedim. That's the tana. That's the opinion of the tana, which was not accepted. It's a meir shita. Meir holds makish even than a goy. Halacha ma'aseh, we don't pass them like that, Rashi. We pass them like the other shita. They call on the goy more than rois puts minigay atzmo. Only his own negoyim not. Maybe negayishto, maybe she say baal kishto, yishto kabaylo. That's a shayman tanoim. But negay kraven, we pass him that he can, against Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds makash rivim le negoyim. And then the Gemara says, according to Reb Meir, that makash rivim le negoyim, so then en hekash le machtas, a makash negoyim le rivim as well. So just like a summa is possible for rias negoyim, it says, chom ariyeni akoyim. So too, Suma would be possible for being done dini mamonis. Suma is possible for being appointed a member of the Sanhedrin as a different din. It's yatsur shalima. But is a suma possible for dini mamonis? So the Gemara says that depends on whether you say makish rivim le negoyim or not. If you are makish rivim le negoyim, then you makish negoyim le rivim also. Then it's the ein hekish lemat. Gemara has another nafkamina ladina, a third nafkamina ladina also. What about the balaylo? We pass Ngonim Bayom, Ngonim Balaylo, and Dini Mominis. But Ngoyim can never be balaylo. So if you want Makashrivim and Ngoyim, then you have to reject that Dina Mishnah, that Ngonim Bayom, Ngonim Balaylo. Then the Din has to be Ngonim Bayom, Ngonim Bayom. That's Rav Meir's sheet. Ngonim Bayom, Ngonim Bayom. The entire Din Torah has to take place Bayom. You cannot, even if he began Bayom, he cannot finish balaylo. We don't pass like that, Rav Meir. We pass like the mission. Darabayom gavam balala. That we don't hold from the makash rivim lenegoyim. Even though it's written in the same pasuk, al piyam yiri kol rivim chanega. And even though adam don hekesh meyatzmo, but this hekesh they decided is lo nitan lo. They don't hold. They don't hold from that. On the pasuk at the end of the haloyscho, the Tarotimim quotes from the Gemara and Brachos. Kel nor afon alo. He quotes from the Imam Brachas, our practices, and whenever we're saying Tilim every day for Chayla, so we're mistal for the Chayla by the name. What happens if you're there in the bedroom where the Chayla is and you're saying a Tilim, then there's no need to say the Chayla's name. Kolam Avakash Rachamim, Kolam Avakash Rachamim, Machaveira, Eina Tzok Lahas Kishmo, Shinam Akel Nerofon Allah, Veloka Mat Kishmo, the Miriam. There's no need. So that's what the Pasuk is saying, Shulchan Aruch. Abram says like that. It's only if you're davening in the presence of the Chayla. If you're davening in another place, then the practice is that you do mention the name of the Chayla. Then in the Pasuk at the end of this said, Rabbi Yorikov, Bafanah, where if her father would have gotten angry at her, halos he called him Shivas Yami, he should have to preserve a Nidui for 7 days. So it should really be a Kalachayim of the Shechino. Yudalad Yom. However, Tisog Yishivas Yom because Dayo Levomen Adin Lios Kinodom. Dayo Levomen Adin Lios Kinodom. So the Gemara says, from this pasuk we learn out these two midas in Rosh's Halach. You learn out the midah of Kalachemen. You also learn out the midah of Dayo. Dayo Levomen Adin Lios Kinodom. All discussion in Tesis and Bavakam exactly what does Dayo mean? Because if you apply Dayo, then you can undo every Kalachemen. Whenever you're making a kavacham, you're saying just like there's a din here, certainly a din over there. So dayo just means you never extend anything. So when do you say kavacham, when do you not say? So Tesis in Bava Kama tells you what the klal is. That dayo, the roman adin liyos kanan, means you cannot use a kavacham to change an already existing din. Kavacham you can use to invent a din, yesh meyayim, but you cannot change an already existing din. So somehow they felt that this pasuk is a dayo, that here you're changing an already existing din. The existing din is that whoever does some violation of Kavod Abrius, it seems, whoever's Mevaza, her father, so deserves a nidu yishivas yamim. That's the din. So now you want to change the din. Legabi Shechina, whoever's Mevaza the Shechina should certainly deserve more than that. So you can't change an already existing din. That's what it means, Dayor Lavomen Adin Liyaskino. But some Rishonim quote in Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole discussion about this, that when a person dies, so the relatives observe Shiva for 7 days, but what if a person becomes a Meshumen? The Rabbi Negershim's son became a Meshumen. So some Rishonim quote that he observed Shiva for 2 weeks, because Kavachayim Lashchina Yud Al Yom. The different versions, some say he said Shiva 7 days, some say he said Shiva 14 days. Then the two versions, when did he sit Shiva? Some say he sat Shiva when he became a Meshuvah, others say he sat Shiva after he died. After he died, what's the Chiddush? Even though he was a Meshuvah, still such a Meshuvah. Why did he talk to sit Shiva after he died? It's a problem. I think there are four different versions. How many days, and all the four logical possibilities, how many days did he sit Shiva? 7 or 14? And when did he sit Shiva? When he became the Meshuvah, or when he died? So that's what Achrenim asked Akasha. In the Chof Masorim, there's a little bit about this also. In parentheses in the Chof Masorim, we quote some of them, and kind of the Taz and Yeridain, and Ruchas Avelis quotes a little bit about this. Achrenim asked Akasha, how can it be? Kavachem Nishri Dalya. That's exactly Dalya Levamen Adin Liyuskin Adam. But you don't say Kavachem Nishri Yedalya. So maybe that's the Teretz. Perhaps that is the Teretz. But here you're trying to change an already existing din. That din already existed at that time. There was a din in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu that whoever does a violation of Kavod Abriyas, I don't know how to formulate it, whoever does acts with audacity or something, deserves Nidui Shivas Yom. So you're going to try to change it, Lagav Shechina. Lagav Shechina, you have to change it. So the Pasuk says, you don't change a din based on a Kavod Chaim. Leave the din alone. Don't change an already existing din. Like Karen, the Mishnah in Bava Kamen, the Machlok Zaptav and Abonan, the Torah says Karen is Chatzim Nezik. So you want to change the din. You want to say that Karen B'Shusan Nizik should be Nezik Shom. So you have no right to change an already existing din based on a Kal Chaim. But here by Avelis, until the Rabbi Neir Gershon came up with this, we never heard of such a din. The din is that when someone dies, and then you observe Avelis, Rabbi Neir Gershon came up with a new Adam Chalm. If the guy becomes a Meshumid, you also observe Avelis because he's dead to the Jewish nation. So now you're in fault. So if you're inventing a new din, so you may as well invent it with Yudal and Yom. Why not? You can invent a new din. But to change an already existing din, doesn't it? The Gemara has a pasuk by Chalitza that a summa is no good. How does it take? It says, B'yorka b'fon of li'eni haskenim. So li'eni haskenim means that they have to be able to see. So there's a machlekes in Achreinim, maybe in Rishayim also, I forgot, but in Achreinim Beferish. No, Rishayim, machlekes in Rishayim. What is the pasuk in Ma'id? Is in the Ma'id only a summa b'shteinov cannot be good for Chalitza? It's even Ma'id a summa b'eino achas. Because it says la'ene has came. Which summa are you in Ma'id that is possible for Chalitza? So that's a machlekes of Rishayim. And if not for that pasuk, for the miyut, you would have said that it would have been good. But Chalitza needs a bezin. Chalitza needs a bezin, so if they don't see what's happening. So if you hold the summa be'eno achas, the pasuk from the summa be'eno achas is no good. That would have thought summa be'eno achas is good. Why not? He's supervising the chalitza. But if you hold the pasuk only excludes the summa b'shteinu, the summa be'eno achas is good. Allah Almighty. So what in the world do you need a pasuk to exclude the summa b'shteinu for? If he doesn't see what's happening, if he's blind on both eyes, how can you say that he's part of the bezin for the chalitza if he doesn't see what's happening? So apparently those Rishonim are not bothered with that kasha. He doesn't have to see what's happening. He's supervising it. Mashgiach doesn't have to be able to see. If he's a Mashgiach, it depends what he's a Mashgiach for. The Bezin for Chalitza is supposed to supervise. It's an entire people. Put on the right shoe, put on the right foot, take off. He gives the instructions. So that's also called supervising. If they're doing it wrong and he's blind, he doesn't see. So that's the sentence. So they're going to burn again. He's not putting a label on anything. The Allah requires that it should be done under the supervision of a bezin. So he's supervising his up. He's telling them what they should do. So that's an afkamina for geirus. That's a shabbat. That's how you have a bezin of geirus. And the three members of the bezin are standing there, but they're not looking at the person as he's talking. Let's say it's a woman. Let's say three members of the bezin are men. And the candidate for conversion is a woman. They don't want to look at the woman when she's going in the mix. So then it's a big question. Is that called bezin l'kiyum hadavar? Can you consider that bezin as supervising the geirus or not? Because they don't see the chlal anything. They're not looking. So according to some Rishonim, it is good, the ferish, because they hold that you need a pasuk to be mamayit, the summa b'shteyena from chalitza, and if not for the pasuk, would have taught that it's good. You see, as long as they're around and that's enough of a supervision. That's called a bezin l'kiyum hadavar. According to others, it's not good. That's what Dain Grossman says at Shulam Rebbe. It should depend on that machlekes from Rishonim. Okay, we're up to date. So, this week is Baha'u'llah, next week is Shlomo. Next week, okay. What are we supposed to learn next week? There's different possibilities. So we'll try to take a poll, and we'll see if we'll follow the poll. Oh, what time? What time is the shiur?